have been avoiding creating more content on here. The real reason I just haven't really even attempted to make anything is because I don't feel like I would have anything to talk about. These past 2 years, really, I have been avoiding, like, just trying to heal from the loss of a lot of things. And I don't know, I guess that is what I could have just talked about. I come on here and I'm so fucking emotional. And I'd like to think that I'm being just really honest about whatever it is that's happening with me or with life, with us as people. And I don't know why I deprive myself of that process. Probably because I felt like I didn't deserve to talk about it or to talk about really anything that's been going on with me. And now I just feel like I'm at a place where I kind of just don't give a fuck. But in a good way, not in a way where I'm willing to risk or, like, sacrifice mine or anyone else's privacy or integrity or anything like that. I think I just don't give a fuck in a sense where it's, like, nothing hurts the way that it used to anymore. But also things don't really feel good the way that they used to either. And I mean that in a way, like, everything just kind of is what it is, you know? The moment that I get this, like, weird, anxious feeling, and not in a way where it's, like, it's just uncomfortable. Like, this feels uncomfortable to do, but I know that this is what I need to do. Anxious in a way where it's, like, nervous or even excited or like butterflies. I don't need to feel any of that shit anymore. I have based so many decisions in my life off of that. All of that. Relationships, jobs, moves, all of it. I've based it off of those feelings. And pretty much chasing the high of the calm, trying to find somewhere, something, someone to give me that feeling of, you know, like I just want to be able to exhale. And the moment I feel like I stop chasing it and I just pretty much let myself stop giving a fuck about it, I didn't realize that I was sitting in it. I was sitting in stillness. I was there in the peace, in the harmony, in the balance, in the just nothingness. And it's amazing. It's the best feeling in the world for me right now at this point in my life. Because I've been such a fucking adrenaline junkie, pretty much. Like, just chasing. Like, not even chasing it, but, like, being so uncomfortable when I don't have it that I self-sabotage things in my life in order to get it again. And I'm not even realizing that those are the type of cycles that I've been putting myself in, which is pretty much, like, chaos. I've lived an entire 23 going on 24 years of chaos, and I am finally at a place where I am ready to break that cycle. and I'm accepting of that cycle being broken. And so that comes with mourning certain things, a lot of things, really, good and bad. The ignition, I guess, for why I even decided to pick this phone up and turn this fucking app on to talk at all, came from just me just letting my thoughts just flow. And I'm in the process of wanting to get my license. I have my permit. I don't have long before the fucking permit expires, so I have to just get off my ass and stop procrastinating about taking the fucking driving test. Because nothing is holding me back but me. So I was thinking about the fact that, like, well, I don't have, like, really any experience with driving, and that was the excuse that I was using for a long time as to why I didn't take my driver's test. It's like, I don't have drive time, I don't have drive time, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of television, and I forgot which one of these shows I've been binging, but something that they kept saying in the show was, if you can dream it, you can do it. And so I told myself this morning pretty much, well, let me dream about this. Let me dream about accomplishing this thing that will inevitably change so much for me, because there are so many other, it's going to be a chain reaction once I accomplish this thing. And so I let myself just dream about it. And in the dream, pretty much, the driving instructor was pretty much like, are you sure you've never driven before? Like, you don't, like, you've never driven before. And I was pretty much like, well, in the 10th grade or so, I tried to park my sister's car, and I drove up on the curb and almost drove up the front door steps. And when she did the paper route when I was in high school, I pretty much hovered over the brakes in the parking lot of an apartment complex while she distributed newspapers. But I haven't actually driven. And then quickly a thought flashed by of me driving, and I was like, wait a minute, I've driven a little in my ex's car, in his freaking Honda coupe. I've driven in his car. And I was like, oh shit, how did I just, like, blink that out? And then I was like, oh, I'm starting, like, memories of that relationship is starting to fade. I'm starting to get to a point where I'm not remembering things from that. And I mean, it's happened with all my other relationships, even friendships. There are certain details, certain events and moments where I'm like, I don't remember that. I do not recall that. Unless you ignite that memory, I don't remember it. Like, I have no idea. So I just, like, had to sit back for a second, like, oh, that kind of sucks, because that wasn't necessarily, like, a bad memory. Like, those weren't, that, those moments, like, weren't bad. But, and then I was supposed to say, oh, but I remember the bad things, but I actually don't. Like, as I was about to say that, I was like, well, even the bad memories are fading. Like, I don't remember it, and it doesn't really feel like anything trying to remember it. Like, and because that's really what those memories have been. It's more so been like a feeling that I had at that moment got triggered in another moment, and then I'm trying to find where those feelings came from, and then the memories will appear in my mind. But in this case, it was like there were no feelings there. And so just the thought of not having the memories, I had to try to search for certain memories, and it was like, oh, well, those don't feel like anything either. And I thought that that was kind of really, like, fucking cool. That I just didn't feel or remember much of that, of the relationship. And that had been, which is crazy because I've been avoiding healing from it. I think I had even been avoiding that moment of, like, the moment where I didn't remember or feel anything about it. I've been avoiding that. But I don't think I realized that I knew that that's what I was avoiding. I think I was so focused on trying to avoid the pain that I didn't realize that I was avoiding the healing from it. And I don't know, that for some reason that made me want to get up and turn this on and say whatever it is that needed to be said just now. Because I have been, I saw a friend of I would call him a friend now. Pretty distant, but like the intentions of friendship is always there when we do speak. Drew from high school, I had seen him when I was picking up my niece from school, and he was telling me that he was just listening to my podcast, and I was like, what? Like, and I'd known in the beginning of the year that my listens was still going up for some odd reason. Like, people were, even now, like when I checked it just now before hitting record, the listens are still going up. Like, I don't know why you guys are listening to me. Like, I don't know, but thank you. Thank you. But when he said that, I was like, that's so crazy because I have been low-key fantasizing about getting back on here. But the thing that the reason why I haven't pushed myself to do it is because I haven't been able to think of anything to talk about. I'm like, I've literally been home. I mean, I've tried to force myself to work this past year or so, but it just, my mental health, at least that's the excuse that I've been giving myself for why I haven't been pushing myself in life. But, like, I just haven't done anything, and I haven't really been experiencing anything. But, I mean, if I'm being completely honest, I wasn't really doing anything when I was first making this podcast either. That had been one of the things that had motivated me to even start the podcast, was because I had so much to say with little to no one to say it to, and I had nothing to do. And that's why I started the podcast. And I mean, what better time than now, you know? So I think that God allowed me to, like, have these thoughts and these moments and these epiphanies and self-realization so that I could pick up this phone finally and just get it out, something out. And I've also been pressuring myself, like, oh, well, I'm used to making these 30-minute, 45-minute episodes. I want to continue to do that. And it's like, nobody's really sitting through 30 to 45 minutes of someone talking anymore. Like, nowadays people have the TikTok videos and the shorter Instagram videos. They have those, and then they have the YouTube shorts, which is something that I've been hooked on. Like, I don't have social media, but, like, I've been on YouTube a lot, watching, just scrolling through YouTube shorts, and I've been, like, chasing the Big Bang Theory episode clips. Like, I don't know why I just don't watch the show, but, like, just the clips have just been, like, everything for me. So I've been watching that, and so I'm like, no one really has the attention span anymore for videos that long. But then it's also like, girl, don't freaking sit here and act like you can't talk for 20 to 30 minutes just all on your own. Like, I'm like, it's literally been almost 15 minutes and I've just been sitting here talking, no breaks, no cutting, no editing. And I've been so caught up on trying to make my content on YouTube, on here, sound and look like everybody else's. And it's like, the gift that God gave me was the fact that I'm not like everybody else. I don't do things like everybody else. I don't dress or talk or act like everybody else. That is my superpower. You know, like, and sitting here in this aloneness for as long as I have, every day is an opportunity to embrace some quirk about myself, some weird little mannerism that I have. And I think eventually I'll talk more about that specifically when I'm ready. I'm not ready just yet, because there's more that goes into that kind of topic. But I did just want to just come in here and just do the damn thing. Like, fuck it. I'm tired of holding myself back and procrastinating about this. I know that once I do this, it will feel like a weight lifted off. Like, even now, it feels, like, uncomfortable for sure, but, like, an exhale. This feels like an exhale. And this is the feeling that right now in my life, I'd rather be chasing than adrenaline. Just breathing.